Blackstone Audio presents Crucible of Command. Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee. The War They Fought, the Peace They Forged. By William C. Davis. This book is read by Traber Burns. For Bird, who gave me the idea. Be bold, and everywhere be bold. Edmund Spenser. The Fairy Queen. Introduction. Icons. In the spring of 1869, an enterprising merchant in Liverpool, England, tried luring customers into his showroom by mounting an exhibition of wax figures of distinguished Americans. A number beneath each bust referred visitors to a leaflet identifying the subjects. The likenesses were poor, but the leaflet even worse, as it mismatched names with numbers. A head of recent Confederate President Jefferson Davis appeared on the sheet as Abraham Lincoln. More perplexing still, the guide reversed the descriptions for numbers 339 and 340, Generals Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant, misidentifying each as his arch-rival in the recent American Civil War. When visitors from the United States protested, the exhibitor refused to acknowledge error. He knew Grant from Lee, even if these silly Americans did not. They first met as fellow soldiers in Mexico in 1847, in a moment both remembered and then forgot by the time they met again in vastly different circumstances. No one then would have confused their identities or thought them remotely similar. Lee aptly stood for the